When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Man, you're rocking with your boys at Dead End Hip Hop. It's your boy FIFO and Ken. If you didn't know, now you know. We're doing 365 reviews. So that means all of 2021, you're going to get an audio review from me and Ken. If you would like to support me and Ken, make sure that you drop something at our Cash App. That's $ Dead End Hip Hop. Also, if you don't have Cash App, you can do it via PayPal, deadinhiphop@gmail.com. Make sure that you hashtag DE365 so that way we know it's for me and Ken.
Dead End Hip Hop audio review. Jay Lonzo, Baby Boy. He is a new artist. I wanted to give y'all a bio, but as soon as you type in Jay Lonzo, Lonzo Ball and the Ball Family pulls up, so I think he's going to have to get a little bit more popular to be able to distinguish himself. But, Ken, I really wanted to do this one, not because I knew who he was before. I'm not going to lie. It was completely random selection. However, after listening to it, I think this is the most mixed emotionally I've been after listening to something. Because it's like, he's not trash. But, like, the way it starts off with Good Die Young, I'm like, okay. You know, very Griselda-esque, very Rock Marciano, no drums, no nothing. But he doesn't sound gritty grimy. He sounds very damn near backpackers. So I'm like, okay, I don't know how I feel about that. Like, I don't know if the aesthetic matches the artist. Okay, cool. So we get to the next one, right? Luck of the draw. And this beat is actually on a MMG project that featured Nipsey on it. I can't remember. Y'all already know I'm bad with names, even though it got my boy Nip on there. Nip did the hook, and he also had a verse on there. And I hear this beat, and I'm like, okay, cool. But obviously, I already have an emotional attachment to this beat from somewhere else that I love that one way more than this. And again, this is not trash, but I'm just like, okay. So let's keep moving. Double Take, featuring Prince Wiser. Prince Wiser, dope as fuck. At first, I thought he was Royce. I'm like, who the fuck is this, nigga?
Yes, sir.
Like, shit. Yeah,
nice.
But Jay Lonzo did his thing. And then this is a little bit more, I would say, traditional in terms of, like, you know, hip hop of where it's at. It feels more modern. It feels like something that Lupe would have did. You know what I'm saying? The horns and shit. I'm like, okay, cool. I like this one. And like I said, Prince Wiser was dope. Then it goes to Prayers. And again, it slows back down. And throughout this thing, I don't know. It's like I have this tug of war of emotions of I like him, but I don't like the beat. Then I like the beat, then I don't like him. And then it's just like, I don't know. It's so fucking hard to describe because it's not bad and he's not amazing, but he's not bad. I don't know, Ken. I feel lost on this one.
Actually, I share those sentiments because you hear spurts here and there. But I think what I hear is a guy that's still
finding himself.
Yep. And, you know, I think the mellowness of this album is the problem with it. Because it's just, like I said, I think the Prince Wiser guy showed out because I think, you know, not only was he rapping well, but, that was a little bit more of an up-tempo beat. So we got a chance to hear somebody with a little bit more life to them rap. So I don't think Jay Lonzo is whack at all, but I just don't think he's all that good just yet. Yeah. And I think he could be better. I think beat selection would help out a lot. Unless this is just who he is right now. And I see he got, you know, a couple of more EPs on here that I probably need to familiarize myself with. But I think when I got to the track with Marlon Craft on it, I'm like, okay, he's in that sort of lane where, and I don't know what Marlon Craft does, but I know he consistently puts out music. So you can probably be an underground independent artist that can make money off your music. You're just probably not going to be this guy that's going to be like super blown up. You know, you're just making a living, you know. One of those guys. Because I was like, oh, Coda the Friend on here? Marlon Craft on here? We reviewed one of his joints, remember?
We actually did, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but it was same kind of mellow type vibe to it.
And even the one after that, Smile. Like, you hear, I like the horns in it, but then it's just like, again, very mellow. And it's, I don't know, man. Like, I feel exactly what you're saying, because he's not trash at all. And I do feel like he is definitely having to find what works. Because it's almost like he's trying everything because he can, but it's like he hasn't found the lane yet. You know, and I don't know. Like, I wonder if this is his first project. Well, hold on. Let me see. No, I take that back. He got a joint back in 2018, It Takes a Village. He has an EP. Let me see, when did that come out? 2018 as well. Five tracks. We might have to go back. A couple of singles. Oh, he's actually on Big Lenbo shit.
Yeah, he has a very slow, spaced out type of rap style. Which, you know, for some people can be off-putting. Like, it's like, okay, you're just kind of here. So I think beat selection will help out a lot with him, because I think with the tone of his voice and the lack of energy in his voice, you know, you kind of need a little bit of extra to kind of keep you going. Unless, you know, he's just one of those guys that he just wants to make this mellow music. He just wants to make music for those type of fans that just want to chill out and put some shit on and just kind of vibe out. You know, he could be one of those kind of cats. But there's some joints on here that I thought were cool. Like I said, I thought it started off great. Good Die Young, you know, just him kind of rapping, setting the tone. Then Luck of the Draw hit. I was like, okay, all right, here we go. Double Take hit. Prince Wiser came on, killed it. And then, you know, Two Different with Coda the Friend was cool. But I think that middle part, all the way up to Winter, it kind of started to drag a little bit. But I love the way it closed with Baby Boy. Like, I perked back up with Baby Boy and Finish Line, actually. I thought the last two tracks were, you know, were enjoyable to listen to. It's just kind of that middle part of the album didn't quite keep my attention. And, you know, as an artist, you kind of want to be able to deliver on that.
No, so, yeah. I agree. Yeah, it definitely picked back up at Baby Boy. It definitely picked back up at Baby
Boy. I was like, man, I hate this is the last track on here. You know. Oh, Black Yankees was cool.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that track, because I like that one.
Yeah, I like that. Kind of put me in the mind of something like Sky Zoo would do.
Know. Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. I feel like you, like when you hear this, you could pull so many different artists, you know, that he could have potentially been inspired by or could have collabed with on this project. And it just, it doesn't feel like him yet. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I don't know, man. It's a mixed bag for me. Because I can't wholeheartedly say, like, I truly enjoy it. But I can't say that I don't enjoy it. So, I don't know. Like I said, like, at the beginning, like, I just, this is one of the most perplexed reviews I've been a part of. Because it's just, I don't know. Like, I don't even know if I would recommend him just yet. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I well, he's getting recommended with this review. But, yeah, I see what you, you know, so, Jay, if you listen to this, you know, you are getting out there. And I think if people hit you up, like, listen to him, you know, or they may just completely fuck with you. But in terms of us internally, like, Leo, like, you need to check out the Jay Lucas guy. Not yet.
I agree. But not that long, Ken. 12 songs, 40 minutes. Which ones were some of your favorites?
Yeah, I thought the first three were really good. Let's see. Good Die Young, Luck of the Draw, Double Take. Finish Line and Baby Boy.
All right, so for me, give me Good Die Young. Give me Black Yankees, and give me Baby Boy. But yeah, man, look, you know, Jay Lonzo, have you ever heard of him? Do you want us to go back to 2018, which seems like that was his debut? Let us know. Again, I just want to say thank you guys for getting us to almost 1,000 downloads a day. That's all because of you. We appreciate it. D365 is not stopping. We here. We making it. Thank you for the support, man. We're going to be here tomorrow. We out. Peace.
Peace.